Thank you, Brother Jim, for that word. Maybe I can comment just a little bit on the historical thing that is going on here. You know, this poison of the spirit of Jezebel, it was not only in the northern kingdom of Israel, who had really fallen away, as Jim said, a type of outer court. But this thing had now come down into Judah, in as much as Jehoshaphat's son was now married to Athaliah, the daughter of Jezebel and Ahab. So the infection was now down in Judah as well. And this woman, of course, Jehosheba, she was not only the daughter of a king, but she was married to a priest. And she had the full spirit of Zadok, that she was in that she was an heir of the sons of Zadok, and this poison had got so deep. In fact, it was both Elijah and Elisha that in the end anointed Jehu. As both men, the word was given to Elijah before he was taken, but he was to anoint Jehu. And then again, Elisha, I believe, was the one that sent him in with that anointing that Jim mentioned here in the meeting that they were in. And you know, I made the very same statement, Jim, in 2020, that when Trump became president the first time, I said, this is a wild man. This is a man like Jehu. Jehu was a wild man, but God used him. And we have not seen the end of the wildness yet, but God is permitting it to happen. And it is just bringing rage, uncontrolled hatred from those who hate God and hate his principles and hate his order. Amen. So, yes, we're living in a very perilous time, and yes, we do have we are in the time of a wild Jehu type of man, but it seems that God has appointed that and is using that. So,
I have a couple of things to comment on. First of all, that was a good word, Jim. Jim mentioned the goal of the terror was to suck life away from the crop. You know, the weeds are absorbing some of the minerals and vitamins and water that are supposed to be going to the plant. And what came to my mind was they were asking Jesus one time about the end times. And one of the things he said was, "Woe to them that give suck in those days." And you know, I believe the meaning of that is people that are giving suck to this world and to these other spirits, and all that sort of a thing. It's like, woe unto them. And then the other thing that came to my mind was, Jim talked about the treasure in the field. And I agree that this message is a treasure, but we all know that there's levels of the word that get deeper. You know, there's a natural meaning, a spiritual meaning, and a fullness of the meaning. And how many of you heard the term, somebody might say something like, oh yeah, old Fred bought the farm. You know what that means? That means Fred died, right? And if you go back and read the scripture, it says this treasure was in the field and someone bought the whole field for the treasure. Who was that someone that bought the whole field for the treasure? Jesus Christ. He's the one that bought the whole field for this treasure. And you know what that makes the treasure? Your soul. Your soul and my soul, that's the final meaning of the treasure. That's what God is after, is our soul. He wants a dwelling place that he can live in, and it's our soul. And him and us have got to get it cleaned up because he's coming back soon. We just talked about how all this wickedness, I mean, it's just bald face out there now. It used to be, I just read the statement the other day. It says something like, people are proud of what they used to be ashamed of. And that's where we've gotten in this world. It's unbelievable. And the violence and the craziness and the, all that sort of a thing, you know. So we know it's getting close. So God bless you all.
One thing came to mind was the wise and foolish virgins in Matthew 24 or 25. And in verse 6, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. My question is, who made the cry? It wasn't the virgins.
Well, we've always believed that some of the virgins were not asleep. That there were some of the wise who were watching. And if you want to make an analogy to the time, we are living in the time that the cry is made. Even this message that we heard today is another cry to awaken all the virgins and to trim the lamp and to check the oil.
The cry also could have been from one of the announcing angels.
Could have been. Yes, well, there is a spirit of slumber and sleep that affects them all, doesn't it? And we need to fight to overcome that spirit of slumber. I think this message is the cry.
Mark mentioned trimming the lamp. I don't know if any of you have ever run an oil lamp before, but the wick is that little cotton piece that sticks up a little tiny bit, and that's what gets lit, and it's pulling from the oil to bring forth light. And when the word said trim the lamp, you have to cut that wick just the right height. It can't be too long. It can't be too short or smelling the oil. So what it means to me is we've got to trim our wick. The wick is the human. We're the one that, if we don't keep ourselves just the right height and I don't mean 6 foot two or whatever. You know, if we're the wick in this thing, we gotta be just right to bring forth this light in the world. So that's like an admonition to all of us.
It's trimming the dead ash off of the what has already burnt, so that it doesn't smoke a lot, so that you get clear light. So yes, we do have to trim our lamps.
I would just like to say one more thing, that with regards to these gatherings, I mean, we have people that we fellowship with in Dubuque. We fellowship with you on the Zoom. There are different ones that have fellowships. These gatherings are for the purpose of the body coming together and the body strengthening one another. And you may think sometimes of yourself as insignificant. There are no insignificant, uncomely parts of the body that do not have a purpose and a function in God to strengthen the rest of the body. And so I just want to encourage us, as we gather like this, we are becoming watchmen. We're becoming keepers, caretakers of the message, by encouraging and strengthening one another. So I just want to encourage you in your gatherings together that we're preserving life, just like God told Noah, keep them alive. We're keeping the fire burning. We're keeping the message alive.
Rehearsing.
Amen.
Rehearsing the message. Rehearsing the message.
Yes, we are to rehearse the message. Now, some of you think that we keep preaching the same message over and over again. Well, we do. I've heard messages preached five different ways, but it was the same message. What we're doing is rehearsing the message, getting that message, chewing the cud. Brother Cecile used to say, chew the cud. You get every last bit of nutrient and protein out of that food, because we need it for the days to come. Amen.
Brother, it's like what Jude said in the scriptures, earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered.
Yes.
Earnestly contending for the faith, because some men have come in privily in a cheeky way to take advantage of people that are jealous.
Yes, amen, brother.
Amen, brother. God bless you.
I would just like to read that scripture that you read, brother, you quoted. This is Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Yes, thank you, brother, for that word. Earnestly content.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just to add, but the castle is also saying the scripture that Paul told Timothy, said, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy charge." And that is the scripture that also came to me. And the message is also a blessing, I could say, because it's reminding me of a vision I had some years back before our brother passed on. In the vision, a great man came and gave in a room and gave a lot of us, like 50, was a gift of 50, either 50 pounds or whatever, but it was 50, given to it was given to everyone in the room. And everyone went ahead and did whatever they wanted to do with the gift that was given. So, but within me, I saw the gift. It was a very important gift that was given. It was a treasure indeed, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was carrying it all about. And I found out that everyone has, you know, different person has used their own, handled it in anyhow, and it's all gone. But the one that was within me, I was carrying it everywhere. I found out that eyes were all over me to make sure that they grab that gift out of my hand. And sometimes I will be going with it. Someone will come. Well, like there's a jealousy that's all around to ensure that I also misuse that gift. So someone, as I was carrying it, somebody came and like hit it down, push it to the mud. I was angry within my spirit. I rushed down to the mud and grabbed it out of the mud. And there was just eyes, just like he was talking about the Atalia. The spirit of Atalia is here to take away this vision that has been handed over unto us at this time. And wherever the spirit is working, God is encouraging us today to be vigilant, to be able to ensure that this gift, this vision is going to bring forth the life of God, the Christ, the man child, that this seed is this holy seed that we are carrying, we should carry it jealously, contend earnestly, not to be discouraged, not to to handle it carelessly, and so that we will be able to bring forth the fruit that is acceptable at this time. And just like what Jikasi is saying, he said the whole world, the creation, is looking for the Christ coming forth in the physical. Yes. But what we should be looking at is the life of Christ coming forth in the soul of the people, in our lives, individual. We are not looking out for Jesus. People will say that, yes, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. But we should not be like the people looking outward, looking for the manifestations of Jesus or the physical Jesus. But we should be looking within and ensuring that our lifestyle is becoming that of Christ, said as becometh saints, holy brethren. You know, Paul, that is why Paul encouraged Timothy that he should be able to keep that there's a vision which is different from that which the whole world is going about. But this dealt to self and Christ, he said that the life of Christ might be made perfect in our mortal body. I believe it's a vision and it's a great treasure He said that the creation is groaning and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So I believe, I'm encouraged as I heard this. It reminds me of this vision. I actually shared this vision with Brother Bot before he passed on. My husband shared it with him, and they were like, I should write it down and send it in an email to him. And it was within that whole period, after 1 year, he passed on. Glory to God, he's there. But I believe that there is a vision, but that the skill also, we heard this message, but about and all the brethren that have been, God has been using to hand over this vision. And he's saying to us today that we should earnestly contend for it, so that you should keep it, so that you'll be able to commit it unto faithful men. I believe God is going to be accounting us worthy today to be among those faithful brethren that will be able to confirm, to be able to carry this vision and be able to hand it over to the next generation, so that this message will be preached unto the ends of the earth. Praise the Lord, Amen. Brethren. God bless you. Amen.
Could you say Amen. The Timothy, what chapter and verse in First Timothy?
It's God's order of apostolic succession, if you want to use that term, that the word is to be passed on to other faithful men who will carry it on. And that's what Paul is telling Timothy to do.
And where was that?
Well, let me find it here in just a minute. Well, I know it's here.
Second Tim 2:2. Yes, Second Timothy 2:2.
Oh yeah, there it is. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. In other words, it's passing it on down to another generation.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That's good.
Amen.
You know, the spirit of Jezebel, one of the characteristics of that spirit is what we call woman's rebellion. It is the devil trying to destroy God's order. He has an order for man and an order for woman. And just one more evidence of that in the world system. I noticed the news this morning that the Church of England has just appointed a woman to be the Archbishop of Canterbury, which is the equivalent of their Pope, I guess. And not only are they out of order in the first place, but they're now doubly out of order in what they've done. Anyone else have a word? If not, I guess we will say goodbye for today. And it's been good to be with you all and to see and to hear the word of God today.
Brother Mark.
Mark, can you stay on for a minute after you sign off?
Sure.
God bless you all, brethren. It's a joy to be with you. I appreciate all of you.
God bless.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Ciao.
Ciao. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess each one has to cut yourself off.
Well, Mark, I just wanted to say hello to Sage and for have Joanne come over here and say you know, hello to Sage.
You know what happened, Jim, is she had to leave.
Oh, okay.
She'll be back in a little bit, but she had to go and pick this young fella up over at the camp.
Okay, okay.
And I don't know whether they're going to have some kind of a lunch over there or what, but as soon as that's all over and Rita and I have had a lunch, then we're going to get together with this young man.
Yeah, okay, okay. Well, it's good. Yeah, another time, but I just wanted to say hello to Sage and her to see Joanne. And so, Mark, you know, I like what you said about the poison of Jezebel, because that's exactly what it is. It's poison.
Poison.
And if the brethren realize that when they mix this message with the outer court and all the other things, it's just poison. It's just poison. So I really like that that analogy.
Well, thank you, Jim. I think what we'll call this message is preserving the seed, or what would you say? Preserving.
That's good. That's good enough. Yeah, preserving the seed.
Keepers of the seed, maybe keepers of the seed.
Yeah, maybe keepers. Keepers of the seed.
Okay.
That would be good.
All right, Jim.
Okay. God bless you, brother.
God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was a very good message. Did you feel like it flowed?
I struggled.